This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News. This 28th day of March, 2024, right here on RBN Live. I begin with half a dozen or more stories about the bridge, Francis Scott Key Bridge. Remember, he was the author of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem. So taking down the Key Bridge is a way of symbolically taking down the nation. I think something big is going on here. Laura Logan reports, bridge collapse was an absolutely brilliant strategic attack. I continue to report on this tragic bridge collapse. The investigating reporting, not drawing conclusions yet, gathering as much data. But independent journalist, someone whom I really respect, Laura Logan, is taking a position. Logan claims it was an absolutely brilliant strategic attack on a key U.S. critical infrastructure. Laura Logan tweets, multiple intel sources. Multiple bridge collapse was an absolutely brilliant strategic attack on U.S. critical infrastructure. Almost, most likely cyber, and our intel agencies know it. In information warfare terms, they just divided the U.S. along the Mason-Dixon line, almost exactly like the Civil War. Second busiest strategic roadway in the nation for hazardous material, now down for 4 to 5 years. How long they say it'll take to recover? Bridge built specifically to move hazardous material, fuel, diesel, propane, nitrogen, highly flammable chemicals, oversized cargo cannot fit in the tunnels. That supply chain now crippled. Make no mistake, this was an extraordinary attack in terms of planning, timing, and execution. Now, it turns out the bridge was built in 1977 and seems to have lacked some of the protective features, particularly to ward off ships that might have come toward the pylons. Here we have structural engineers shocked with the Baltimore Bridge collapse. All eyes have been on the Baltimore since Tuesday morning. Multiple persons still missing, details yet to be determined. The event was catastrophic. Fox News provided structural engineers' comments on the event. John Pistorino, at this point, I'm surprised that a container ship like that, which is so large, would be able to take it down even if it's off course, he said. Back over in Tampa, we do have some means underwater now, so if a ship gets out of its own direction, it will divert it away from the critical parts of the ship. There are underwater structures a ship would come across before it actually reached the bridge itself. Referencing the Sunshine Skyway Bridge that saw a similar disaster in Tampa Bay Area 3 decades ago, by the way, I was living then, in Sarasota, Bradenton, which is just south of Tampa, when the bridge went down. Now, here we have Redacted with Clayton Morris. He is the guy who gave us that last report about the bridge. Something big is happening. The Baltimore Bridge is just the start, he's telling us. And, of course, I need to get past the... Here we go.
Wing Media really wants you to ignore the inconsistencies and reporting around the bridge collapse story. What is really going on here? So anytime the left-wing media, by the way, tells you to look one way, I always want to look the other way. So almost immediately after the crash, President Biden came out, gave a press conference like first thing in the morning before his flight, where he said the federal government would pay the full bill for this crash. The full bill, really? The federal government is footing the bill 100% for this? I don't seem to remember him doing this for the people of East Palestine, Ohio, after Norfolk Southern train derailed. Remember when we had, of course, the massive disaster there? Did you guys remember that? I don't remember the Biden administration coming back. You know what? We're going to rebuild your community. No questions asked. We're going to take care of everything, and we're going to rebuild. No.
Mm-mm. Good point.
Biden didn't go there. In fact, he didn't even go there for a year. People are like, when are you going to actually go to East Palestine, Ohio? And then when he did go there, what did he do? He called out Norfolk Southern as greedy. That's what he did. He basically said that it was their fault, they're greedy. So, okay, quite a different tone. Also, the same thing in Hawaii, the Lahaina fires. I mean, I could go down a laundry list of instances where this bridge collapse in Baltimore is kind of different, don't you think? Ohio residents had been calling on Biden to declare a federal disaster, seek help from the EPA, because many people are now experiencing life-altering health problems. So before his appearance there just a few weeks ago, the residents are like, can you have the EPA issue some sort of investigation here? Because we're suffering all kinds of health problems here. So it's very strange that Biden came right out and immediately declared federal money and a response. Watch.
I spoke with Governor Moore this morning, as well as the mayor of Baltimore, the county executive, both United States senators and the congressman. And my secretary of transportation is on the scene. I told them, we're going to send all the federal resources they need as we respond to this emergency. And I mean all the federal resources. And we're going to rebuild that port together.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, all of it. And then a reporter even was like, hey, did I just hear you correctly? Did you just really say what I think you said? Because that's odd. And good for this reporter to do an immediate follow-up. A lot of the times it just goes right over people's heads and they don't understand the context of this. But this reporter managed to ask this question. Wait a second. Did I hear you correctly, Mr. President? Watch.
The federal government's also going to pay for the repairs. I'm just curious. This was a ship that appears to be at fault. Is there any reason to believe that the company behind the ship should be held responsible? And then also,
you mentioned we're going to pay for it to get the bridge rebuilt and open.
What did you?
It's interesting.
It's an amazing response to have first thing in the morning. Like, it happens at 1:27 a.m.
Yeah.
First thing in the morning, the Biden administration already has a response to this. And they also in that same press conference said nothing to see here. Okay. Well, as one of our favorite Twitter accounts, Cat Turd, pointed out, the bridge collapsed at 1:30 a.m. By 8 a.m. the next morning, all officials had done an investigation and determined it was just an accident. 4 hours later, Biden hit the mic and said taxpayers would pay for the full rebuild. Nothing to see here. Pull my finger. So maybe it is nothing, right? Maybe we just foot the bill and then you pay us back, right? You, the shipping company, Forrester, Maersk. It's all weird ownership structure. But anyway, you'll pay us back.
But the train crash is a great example of how there were arguments over who was at fault. There's litigation, even still, whose insurance should be paying for it. So I guess we pay for all accidents now. Does that include, to what level, right?
Right.
To what level? If I drive into a pole, do I not have to pay for that?
Right. I mean, exactly. I mean, if this is an accident, then shouldn't the federal government just pay for all of our accidents now? And what level rises to the level the federal government's going to step in? What if I'm on a small boat, you know?
Right.
When I have just an accident in a small boat.
Or when it's snowing and Clayton backs into the backyard fence, which
yeah.
happened.
Yeah. Or when Natalie's shopping and she just drives over one of those cement middle dividers.
That things. Was in high school. You didn't even know me then.
Doesn't matter.
This is not it's fair. It's not fair game.
It's part of the official.
Well, look at this. I mean, you got the Biden admin coming out and saying, this is very much like the U.S. response to the concert attack in Moscow. Before anyone could blink an eye, before any investigation was done, they said Ukraine had nothing to do with it. How the hell could they know that? Before any investigation, they were saying ISIS-K was responsible. How the hell could they know that? Here, when you obviously see this ship do a dramatic turn into the pylon, and Laura Logan suggesting it was done remotely, electronically, maybe that's the case. We know from earlier report the ship's master was a Ukrainian. We know that Ukrainians posted on Telegram and elsewhere that you're going to get more of the same unless you shell out big bucks, keep the money flowing, the spigot open to Ukraine. This is such an obvious case of extortion. And we got this bubblehead coming out there. He's I think it's a deliberately boring, monotonous, uninteresting speaker. This is to turn off the public from even following. But he's doing insane, ridiculous things. We know it isn't Joe Biden. Well, what else could be going on? Get this. Conspiracy theorists, of course, since any of us who are actually thinking things through, link Baltimore Bridge to Netflix. Leave the world behind. Baltimore Bridge crash is like conspiracy theorists to link it to Netflix film, Leave the World Behind, produced by former President Barack Obama and Michelle. In the 2023 Netflix film, starring Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke, the opening scene depicts a ship marooning onto a beach, nearly harming a crowd of beachgoers shortly after. The U.S. is a victim of a cyber attack affecting all technology and day-to-day life. After the event of this week's Baltimore Bridge class, which involved a cargo ship, conspiracy theorists were linking the two together on TikTok. Here's from a TikTok in 2023. The Obamas produced a movie called Leave the World Behind. A cyber attack causes a massive outage in America. Months later, a massive container ship loses power and crashes into, guess what, Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. It's right there in Leave the World Behind. Now, I've tracked down where you can watch the film for free. It's right here in the notes for the show. You can find it there. Check it out. I believe this rush to cover it all, pay for it all, is to forego an investigation. Remember, if an insurance company has got to be paying part of the tab, what they'll do is make a proportional assessment. They'll investigate to see what percentage of responsibility was borne by the ship, for example, and what was not. And there's a whole lot going on here. Others are investigating, for example, about whether there should not have been tugboat guides. And we had, you know, an exchange the other day where a very knowledgeable caller suggested there should have been tugs there. We got later callers saying that the funding for tugboats had been cut down by the Biden admin. We know for a certainty this bridge was not properly constructed with those underwater protections to keep ships away, as is the case with the bridge in Tampa. They have, you know, massive, massive posts, like how often you see in buildings are being secured, these massive posts so that vehicles can't transit because they go deep into the ground. Well, with ships like this, you need massive ways of deflecting it so it couldn't impact with a bridge. I mean, this was a deliberate attack. I have not the least doubt about it. There is nothing accidental about it. And for this puppet to come out and talk about being an accident, we don't see no signs of any intentional. When the ship turns deliberately, intentionally into the pylon, which it otherwise would have missed, and it just continued on course. It's just ludicrous. It's stupid. It's insulting. How dumb are we supposed to be? Pretty dumb. Pretty dumb. They even have pilot and harbors, captains, harbor pilots, guide ships in and out of port. There should have been one here. This ought not to have happened. Meanwhile, we have a YouTube asking who's in charge of salvage in Baltimore.
Hey, team, we are coming up.
Yeah, I hate to say, hell, we got some really ridiculous people.
Hey, what's going on with shipping? Sal Mercogliano here. So a quick update on the situation in Baltimore regarding the MV Dolly and the Francis Scott Key Bridge. So we had a series of press conferences, including one by the NTSB yesterday. Not a lot of pertinent information that came out of that. We got a little bit of a timeline of what happened, which is good, and I'm going to include that in a later video when we break that down a little bit more. But I want to focus on an issue right now that really needs to be the priority number one, because based on what I'm seeing, this is the looming problem that they have right now, is who's in charge of this? There are three different elements here that are at play. So there are three salvage options that have to be done. Now, we're still in the recovery operation with the four missing, but they have switched that over now. So the four issues you have here in this salvage, number one, the ship. The ship has been heavily damaged. I mean, a bridge fell on its bow, as you can see right there. So you have this ship compromised. It's actually also a ground up forward. You have cargo that has collapsed, so you have to do the salvage of the ship. And from what I understand, that has been awarded through the federal government to Resolve Marine. They are the ones that are going to be focusing on that. Then you have the bridge. You have to remove the bridge. You have to remove the bridge not just from the ship. That would actually be Resolve doing it from the ship. But you have to remove the bridge principally from the main navigable channel. And there are a couple of options that are available for that. You can just drag the bridge. You can get enough, you know, tow craft out there and drag the large sections of it out of the channel and then begin the salvage. The issue is going to be is the arrival of equipment. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But the bridge salvage is being done by Don John. This is being done also by the federal government. In this case, the waterway is under the control of the Army Corps of Engineers. Then you have the bridge abatements itself. So the bridge, the sections that are not in the water, that are not on the ship, on land, and even, you know, still hanging up on some of the trusses, that this is a Maryland Department of Transportation issue. And they are going through a company that's working on bridges right now in and around the state called Scansia. And so you have three different salvage operations that are going to be going on concurrently with each other, and this is where there's a problem that I foresee happening, and that is the issue of who is in charge of this. So I pulled this up from Dredging Contractors of America. You know, these are major dredging firms that and salvage firms that are in and around the United States. So we have plenty of equipment and material. Matter of fact, the several major dredging and salvage companies actually use Maryland as their home base. They store equipment over in Kerr's Bay. There's equipment already, I know, en route from New Jersey coming down. So we already see the elements coming in. But let's be clear. This is March going into April of 2024, and there's an election coming up in November. And the amount of chest bumping and thumping that's going to happen here is going to be ridiculous. You're going to have the state of Maryland. You're going to have local officials. You're going to have national officials. I mean, I have already seen more people at press conferences than is probable. Let's be clear about something. Been a firefighter for 25 years. We operate under something called incident command system. The incident command system has one person at charge. This is when you want the ruthless dictator. You don't want committee. You don't want, you know, consensus. This is when you put one person in charge. He'll have a series of subordinates underneath him. He'll report to some, you know, some groups there. But the on site, it is a one person in charge. The captain of the port is a good nominee for that, the captain of the port of Baltimore, but the captain of the port has other missions too and responsibilities to do, but someone needs to be designated to be in charge of all three of these, because when these three companies get working and they run into conflict with each other, someone has to tell them who is going to do what. And this is why you want an incident command system that can be set up so that you can basically determine who's in charge and develop a time plan. Understand, this can be, this channel can be opened, you know, probably if you get all the equipment on site.
Right back.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Great articles about Ukraine, the concert attack in Moscow. A British general admits UK couldn't fight Russia for more than 2 months. That's from antiwar.com. A British general admitted on Thursday UK couldn't handle a war with Russia for more than 2 months, as London has significantly depleted its military stockpiles by arming Ukraine. Lieutenant General Robert McGowan, Deputy Chief of the Defense Staff, made the comments during a British Parliament hearing where he was urging for more military spending. Meanwhile, we have on YouTube why the U.S. will lose its next war, which is related to weakening our standards so that, for example, women can become rangers.
A grueling test of mind and body, only the toughest survive. David Martin now with the women who made history.
This is a little of what it took for Captain Chris Grice to become one of the first two women to make it through Ranger School. First Lieutenant Shay Haver is the other to survive the 62-day course, which subjects soldiers to nearly constant physical and mental stress on little food and less sleep. Ranger School is the make or break proving ground for the Army's combat leaders, and it breaks more than it makes. 19 women started the course. Only Grice and Haver made it to the end. 380 men started. Only 94 finished. The Army refused to officially identify either woman, in part to shield them from snarky comments which began popping up on social media. Some don't bear repeating, but cracks like, what standards were lowered? Did they only have to do one pull-up? Were typical. Despite the Army's attempt to protect the two West Point graduates from publicity, their friends could not help bragging on them.
Yeah, but the problem is they actually have weakened the standards, the educational, even the criminal records. They're having so much trouble. We're putting people into our military that are really not fit to serve. Meanwhile, we have a Russian T-72 destroying the M1 Abrams. That's a U.S. tank with its first shot. We have it on YouTube. Here you see an exchange taking place. Wow. There it is. Already done.
Fierce battleground where both
I mean, you can watch more of it, but I'm telling you, this is such a slaughter. Meanwhile, then on the CIA being the culprit in the Moscow mass murder, just as they were in the Las Vegas concert massacre, he's got that part right. And just as they will be in coming Black Swan event, this is Dave Hodges. Well, I think he's on the track regarding Moscow, but he ought to have watched my studies, and including with Scott Bennett about Las Vegas. They played a pre-recorded soundtrack through the PA system of machine gun firing that had special coordinated visual effects on the seventh floor of the Mandalay Bay, where you saw, you know, light flashing to simulate machine guns. An acoustical expert realized the sound was so good throughout all of Las Vegas that it had to be a phenomenon of the kind I'm describing. It turns out they had infiltrated the concert with as many as 500 crisis actors who were going to react as though something real was taking place. We even have video of a shooter stepping into the crowd and firing. You can see the muzzle flash, but using blanks. Indeed, in the suite on the 32nd floor, where Stephen Paddock is lying in a pool of blood, there are shell casings on top of the blood. But of course, once you're dead, you stop shooting. Those casings should have been under the blood, not on top. Plus, as Scott with his keen eye observed, some were for gas-propelled pellet guns, others were for blank cartridges. The prop master didn't know what she was doing. Well, it was good enough to fool even Dave Hodges, sad to say. That's very disappointing to me. He ought to be paying closer attention. Meanwhile, the U.S. backed itself into a corner by blaming ISIS for the Moscow attack. This is from Zero Hedge. Russian Foreign Minister spokesperson Maria Zakharova Wednesday gave an interview to Russian state-run English language that the Ukrainian government or its Western powers likely had to do with the Crocus City terror attack, describing it as strange that Western media narrative coalesced around ISIS being behind the attack, even as the mall and concert hall was still on fire and emergency crews were still responding. The U.S. government backed itself into a corner, given they made these bold statements too fast. Absolutely right. On UNZ.com, we have Andrew Anglin. Kremlin says U.S. trying to cover something up related to the terror attack. Russia is doing things right and growing through the investigation of the attack. But let's be real. Somehow the U.S. is responsible, and it's only a matter of time before it's ascertained by Moscow, frankly. The fact that the terrorists are fleeing to Ukraine is proven up. Here's RT. Washington's insistent on a narrative about the Crocus City Hall massacre is odd, since the investigation was still going on. It's like with this art crack.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Let me say right off the bat that this premature announcement of responsibility is an indication that we're being played. Look how they had identified Lee Oswald as having assassinated JFK less than an hour after the event occurred. Notice how even as 9/11 was taking place, they were reporting that the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine was responsible. Then they showed archival footage of Palestinians rejoicing that I knew was from some past religious or political event where they were happy. In fact, at the time, they were just as slack-jawed and dumbfounded as the rest of the world. They do this. And they like, especially Israeli ops, to blame everything on Palestinians. It's no coincidence that Sirhan, who is himself a Palestinian, was fingered for the assassination of RFK, when in fact it actually was a security guard. And there may have even been an additional assassin right behind him who were responsible for his death, not Sirhan. He was a distraction. So when you have something like this, with and it applies to the bridge as well. You got Biden coming out, all right, nothing to see here. This was an accident? When anyone who looks at the footage can see it pretty obviously was no accident. It pretty obviously was deliberately contrived. And then you have Ukrainian tweets and telegrams showing up saying you're going to get more of the same if you don't shell out more big bucks for Ukraine. And then, of course, we have here now the Moscow concert. The U.S. knows ISIS-K was responsible before any investigation is taking place. Don't let yourself be played. Now, there are some, Henry Macko being one, who are suspicious that the Moscow attack could itself have been staged. Here's part of what he wrote on the 26th. In conclusion, the currently available video evidence and some additional concerning the March 22nd concert hall attack is consistent with or even suggestive of a stage event run by Russian security forces. The motivation may have been to create a pretext for an escalation of the Ukraine war. Additional evidence may either confirm or refute this preliminary assessment. Now, that is a totally reasonable statement. In fact, you're entitled to offer conjectures about cases based on flimsy evidence so long as you don't claim they're definitive or final and you're willing to adjust your conclusion based on the acquisition of additional evidence. I'm just adding in here the law enforcement false flag stage event checklist I did with Brian Davidson, PI, a private investigator from Texas, just simply superb, with whom I've done multiple exposés of false flag shootings like the Tops grocery store in Buffalo or Uvalde, Texas, or Nashville, Tennessee. Brian is first class. What an excellent mind. So we have a false flag checklist, and I'm going to add a link here where you can download it yourself with lots and lots of links to presentations of mine, like how to spot a false flag part one and how to spot a false flag part two, where I go through Sandy Hook, Boston bombing, Orlando, Parkland, Charlottesville. I break it all down into little short segments of proof of how we can tell this thing is fabricated, fake, staged. You'll find it invaluable. That'll be wonderful to share with your friends, or indeed the whole false flag checklist. So I'm adding it. Meanwhile, in terms of Gaza, Israel, I've got a dozen, probably, IDF insider makes disheartening revelation. Bill Giraldi, Israel descent into depravity, Gaza genocide, civilian casualties mount as hospitals are under attack. Absolutely shocking. UN official describes children's ward at North Gaza hospital. UN expert shuts up reporter, questioned her reporting, blaming Israel for the genocide. West giving Israel weapons while discussing delivering aid to Gaza. I mean, how confused, how schizophrenic can you get? And it's because we're trying to pretend to be a humane and caring nation when we're actually supporting mass murder and genocide. Exposed. New film reveals mass Israeli extremism. Here you have another. Steven Spielberg warns of anti-Semitism. The echoes of history, he says, are strong. But Steven Spielberg, remember, he gave us Schindler's List. I mean, the guy's a Zionist. He's promoting the Hula hoax. And I've added here the official World War II narrative, historical factor, mass illusion, which begins with a photograph of the British soccer team at Auschwitz. What? You didn't know there was a British soccer team at Auschwitz? I bet you didn't know hundreds and hundreds of babies were born at these death camps, extermination centers, the last time I checked. It still took 9 months of gestation to give birth. I thought everyone was dead, like in the first 9 minutes or 9 hours. What are they doing being around for 9 months? And in fact, if you look at the floor plan of Auschwitz, you find a lot of surprising features if they were as we have been told they are. To wit, there's a symphony hall, there's a woodworking shop, there's a hospital with OBGYN facilities. Ask yourself, What in the world would they need that for? There's a brothel. There's a brothel at Auschwitz. You didn't know? Get your head screwed on right. Don't get yourself being played. That's why I'm at it. The official World War II narrative, historical fact, or mass illusion, where you can watch my presentation, my review of the evidence. Let's check out UN expert shut up reporter who challenged her findings. Her findings about the genocide going on.
I would like to ask you, do you have a written document by the government with a clear intent to commit genocide?
Do you think that in Rwanda and in Bosnia-Herzegovina, any government officials wrote a document saying, I want to commit genocide? Just wondering on a personal level for you, given how vocal you have been and how some of your statements might not please certain people, have you received any threats, any attempts at intimidation?
After 5 months of monitoring and analyzing Israel's onslaught on Gaza, my report finds that there are reasonable grounds to believe that the threshold indicating that Israel is committing the crime of genocide against the Palestinians as a group in Gaza has been met. Specifically, Israel has committed 3 acts of genocide with a requisite intent, killing members of the group, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group, and deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. The flagrant and systematic slaughter of Palestinian civilians, the deployment of unlawful weaponry, the utter obliteration of vital civilian infrastructure, including the deliberate targeting of all Gaza's hospitals and the man-made starvation of the Palestinian people, transcend the realm of war crimes and crimes against humanity that had been seen in the occupied Palestinian territory before.
She's wonderful. I'm very, very impressed. She's taken the job seriously and done a superb job. Remember, the media is going to be infiltrated by CIA, by Mossad, you know, all kinds of nonsense going to be on there to distort information they don't like. Meanwhile, we have a report about Trump outsmarting the RNC with a genius fundraising move. Former President Trump has found a clever new way to make sure his hard-earned fundraising money goes exactly where it wants it to go. It's not all going to the RNC like it used to under Trump's brilliant joint financing agreement. Donations are funneled straight to his campaign and the Save America PAC before the RNC gets a piece of the pie. This means the RNC won't be getting as much money as they're used to, but hey, it's all in the name of putting America first, right? I'm with Trump on this, as I am on so many other issues. Meanwhile, we have Megyn Kelly revealing a truth about a Fulton County judge. Megyn Kelly speculated Judge McAfee made his ruling where he split the baby, right? He let Fannie Willis stay, but she had to fire her married lover prosecutor for political reasons. On her Sirius show, he made sure that he could still run and potentially win re-election in Fulton County, which went 73% for Joe Biden, Kelly said. He found a way to thread the needle to protect himself while throwing them under the bus as much as he felt comfortable. That Willis showed a tremendous lapse of judgment and exhibited unprofessional behavior, McAfee said. Willis showed tremendous lapse in judgment and exhibited unprofessional behavior in his ruling. Kelly explained the ruling was about protecting his own left-wing voting base as he faces re-election. Very insightful, Megyn Kelly, who's not just a pretty face. Meanwhile, who is Nicole Shanahan, RFK Jr.'s vice presidential pick? Very curious choice, many believe. VP pick Nicole Shanahan is squared, caused quite a stir at 38 years old. She's barely old enough to take the reins of the presidency. It must be, of course, at least 35. Shanahan, who is a Chinese, grew up in California, graduated from Santa Clara Law School in 2014. As a technologist, she began her own intellectual property firm called Clear Access IP. She's been an investor in multiple emerging technologies like biotech. CNN reports she was an early supporter of RFK Jr.'s, also a lawyer with interests in tech. And it turns out she's also a very wealthy woman. Here's another story about it. RFK's selection espouses similar anti-establishment views. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced his vice presidential pick, Nicole Shanahan, a philanthropist, lawyer, and member of the Silicon Valley elite. Yes, and in addition, here is RFK's sister upset. You don't want to know why she's upset? Think about this. RFK, this is from the Epoch Times. RFK Jr.'s sister worried his independent presidential bid could help Trump win the election. She's upset because if her brother runs, he might help Trump become president. Well, Trump deserves to be president. None of these other people are even remotely qualified. Mr. Kennedy's siblings had previously denounced his decision to run for president as an independent candidate, calling it perilous and dangerous for our country. During an interview with CNN on March 25th, Rory Kennedy explained they viewed Mr. Kennedy's independent bid as dangerous because they believe his campaign will siphon votes from President Biden. Anyone at this point who's supporting Biden needs a mental exam. How embarrassing, how awful. Meanwhile, we have the CNN shielding Hunter Biden's attorney, and indeed, a story, I believe, of yesterday was explained how Hunter was involved in a CIA op in Ukraine, and this is why they're not going to be able to nail him. He's got a get-out-of-jail-free card, just as I believe Hillary Clinton has a get-out-of-jail-free card. CIA shields Hunter's lawyer, Oversight Committee rattles saber. The drama surrounding Hunter's alleged hack crime took another twist as a whistleblower accused CIA of blocking federal investigators from interviewing Kevin Morris, a high-powered entertainment lawyer representing the president's son. According to the New York Post, the unnamed whistleblower claimed CIA put the kibosh on the IRS and Justice plan to grill Morris about his connection to Hunter. In a scathing letter addressed to CIA Director William Burns, House Oversight and Judiciary Committee Chair James Comer and Jim Jordan alleged the intel agency engaged in unscrupulous behavior. The CIA? Unscrupulous behavior? Who would have thought? By preventing investigators from getting the goods on Hunter Biden's lawyer. The letter further stated in no uncertain terms that CIA's intervention raised serious concern about a preferential treatment being extended to Hunter Biden by the DOJ. But since he was working for the CIA, hey, is it any surprise? Meanwhile, get this. New York City Council asked the state's highest court to let non-citizens vote in local elections. The law was struck down as unconstitutional by a lower court, which was completely appropriate. The New York City Council is asking New York's highest court to reverse a pair of rulings in a move that could ultimately allow non-citizens to vote in local elections. We've all been concerned. I believe there are bigger risks allowing these 6 million into the country than merely their voting, which I intend to address in considerably greater detail. The controversy would allow 800,000 non-citizens with green cards to vote. What the hell? You know, why all this? Diluting the role of citizens, notice. Meanwhile, We have destructive chemtrails finally coming to light. Dane Wigington, who spent his whole career exposing chemtrails, from USA Watchdog. Climate engineering researcher Dane Wigington says it looks like the destructive climate engineering operation has been going on for decades is finally coming to the attention of the public with new legislation in states like Tennessee.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. Well, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Well, we have longtime Connecticut senator, I never really cared for the guy, Joe Lieberman, Yale 64, Yale Law 67, dying at the age of 82. Netanyahu mourns Lieberman as a loyal friend of Israel. No doubt he was that. Newsmax reports Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu posted a tweet on the social media website Wednesday, expressing his sorrow at the passing of Joe Lieberman. Lieberman was, as noted by the Washington Post, the first Jewish candidate on a national ticket for a major party in the United States when he ran as Al Gore's running mate. Sarah and I grieve the Saad and the entire Lieberman family on the passing of our beloved Joe Lieberman, Netanyahu wrote, referring to Sarah's wife, and at Adassa, Joe's spouse, in the remarks. Joe was an exemplary public servant, meaning he did everything Israel wanted him to do, an American patriot, and a matchless champion of the Jewish people and of the Jewish state. Yes, he likes all the toadies in government, everyone who just kowtows to Israel. They are very high on Netanyahu's list. Remember, this is the same guy who in 2020 was overheard saying that America is, going to be a resource for us. We're going to chop it up and leave it nothing but a welfare state, a sprawling welfare state, because that's what we do with nations we hate. Netanyahu only wants to exploit the resources of America. I believe he's of one with George Soros in wanting to destroy America. And when we talk about those 6.2 million illegals flooding the country, during a walk today, I spoke with a friend who's very active on Twitter. And he was saying how some are reviving the idea that what we have coming into America is a United Nations army in waiting. They're being given all the resources, including cell phones, when they can be activated, told where to pick up their military equipment, their rifles, their ammos, their vests, and the like. And the more I think about it, remember, the UN is very active with DHS down in Panama. The United Nations is very active in bringing these convoys of illegals. I'm telling you, this may make more sense. It's not just for the voting. It's not just for the cheap labor. I think it's an overthrow of America by bringing in an invading force. And remember, intermittently, we get these remarks from illegals about you're in for a big surprise.
The IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.